Christmas to the city where everyone wishes they were somewhere else with Tom Redd.
He's number one, this bloke, the former Adelaide Cup winning jockey. He joins us on Melbourne's home of footy. Good singing. G'day, Tommy boy.
Hey, boys, we'll have to get in the karaoke machine one day, I reckon, and we'll sing that one together after a couple of ales. What do you reckon?
I'm in.
I am all over that,
Tommy. I reckon Eddie Betts would be good at it too.
We'll upload it. Eddie Betts would be brilliant at it, wouldn't he? I'd put Brett in his jar just for sitting there and listening.
Say, man, what are you doing here? You should be kicking snags like you did on the weekend.
Tommy, could he win the Coleman? Could he win the Coleman, Eddie Betts?
In all seriousness, I think he can. He kicked 63 goals last year, Marco, 51 the year before that. I'm sorry, Carlton fans. You must be hating me for saying that. He's played every game since he's come across to the Crows. He's been goalless only 3 times in 45 games. And if anything, boys, he looks like he's getting better. The other thing that he does is he brings his teammates into it. He gave off 3 or 4 sodas, one to Jenkins, I can remember, another one to Tommy Lynch. He just loves getting his teammates involved. So he's a cult hero down at Adelaide. And in all seriousness, look, the Crows have got a brutal draw, but if they can get enough supply, if they can just break even with their midfielding games, their forward line is seriously potent with Walker, Jenkins, Troy Menzel now floating through there, Charlie Cameron as well, and Wayne Miller, who showed a bit yesterday as well. So I think there's a lot to like about the forward six, particularly Eddie.
Now, talk to me about Wayne Miller. They're telling me that it's Miller fever over there at the moment. It's Miller time.
You know, we don't jump to conclusions over here, boys. But,
come off it.
Give him the NAB Rising medal now and lock in the Crows for the grand final. No dramas. We just get a little bit overawed here in Adelaide. We tend to take things a little bit too far at times. But look, he was really good first up. You know what he showed half, which I loved? That composure that often you don't get until your fourth or fifth year when players feel comfortable. He just looked like he belonged. Now, albeit one game against what has to be said was a reserve side. So he's going to be tested a lot more. But there just seems to be something special about him that I think we can be excited about.
Well, you've been talking all pre-season after the injury to Brad Crouch about Matt and his capabilities and stepping into the void left by Paddy Dangerfield. We know he's not Paddy Dangerfield, but a solid start for his 2016 campaign on the weekend.
24 touches, led the way, and he looks like he just knows how to find the footy. Him and Brad have both had 25 games in the AFL, but barely any of them together. Now, I saw Brad yesterday at the game, and he doesn't mind having a little bit of a go, and we'll talk about one of those in a minute, boys, but he was saying that it was just a very slight adductor problem. He should be right to go this week, so I think that's now what Crows fans are looking for, is seeing Brad come in, and if those two can play together, they could be a really formidable partnership for hopefully the best part of a decade.
What about the Crows faithful, Tom? Are they now believing that Don Pike is the man?
Look, I'm in early doors, Marco, but they definitely liked what they saw yesterday. And like I said, only a very small sample size. We'll find out a lot more this week when they have to go to Mount Barker. Look, they'll take a very young side because of the extreme travel. I think they'll take it easy. And then they've got Gold Coast the following week in Gold Coast. So it's a tough few weeks for them in terms of, you know, miles travelled. But look, so far, really good. He's composed, he's calm, he's experienced. He's ticked the boxes, but we'll see what he's like when the real pressure's on at the start of the season, I suppose.
Tell us about Nathan Cracker's hamstring as well, Tommy. Have we got any scan results back?
Disappointing. Look, I still think there'll be a chance to play round one, but Marco, he would have been one of those players that was going to be elevated and probably still will be for Montrese and or Ryder, but really disappointing because he's had a big pre-season, so that's a bit of a setback. The Power, I thought, were pretty good on the weekend, boys, given they were so undermanned. And aside from that, things are looking really positive at the moment, but that is a setback for him. The other one, which I'm just chasing, fellas, and I'll keep you updated, Ollie Wines left the track a bit early today. He was wincing in a fair bit of pain. So, look, it didn't look overly serious, but you wouldn't want big Ollie out for more than 1 or 2 weeks if it is anything like that, because he is an ox and he's a bull and he's signed the new deal and they want him playing every game.
No, I was with you, Tommy. I thought Port's performance was pretty manful when he came up against a team like Sydney in those conditions too, as it deteriorated in that second half with an inexperienced squad like they did. So Kenny Hinkley be happy with that. Have we heard from Ken since the game?
They were really happy. Yeah, I think they were wrapped actually, particularly with, you know, some of their defenders. Tom Cleary, I reckon he stayed in the end and I thought he might have left at the end of last year because he didn't get much opportunity. He blanketed Franklin on the weekend. Now, Franklin, first game back, I know, but he did the same to Nick Riewoldt about 12 months ago, then got very few opportunities. He's got a huge tank. He's got to play, but I just don't know how he fits into that defence with Trengove, Homsch. You know, they're already two tall defenders down there, but he's got to find a way. Tom Jonas, I thought, was very good. Jackson Trengove. So they looked okay. Riley Bonner, slow start, but then moved into it. So I think plenty to like from Port, given they were so undermanned on Saturday in Blacktown.
Jimmy Tumpus, Tommy. Jimmy,
not
was solid.
Bad. Eased into it. There's no doubt they've shown him a bit of tough love like they did with Jared Polek. They want his work rate just to be a little bit stronger and for him to, you know, really attack the ball a little bit more. And I thought he was okay, but definitely plenty of upside.
Calhoun?
Yeah, he's another one that is right on the fringe. They've got a lot of those. And Tom Jonas, who was the stand-in captain, spoke about that. He said there are so many in that sort of midfield area that are competing. That's healthy. But because they've already lost those two players with Ryder and Monfries, they just can't afford too many injuries. And that's why they wouldn't want many more than Cracker and a few others to start popping up, because that'll be a problem for them.
Right, it looks like Port, they're back to Adelaide to take on Melbourne in next week, week's game. Hey, got a winner for us, buddy. We're sitting back, relaxed, and all set to go. So what have you got?
And I let you down last week, Marco. Yeah, it came late, but a little bit too
stiff.
Late, didn't it?
No,
we're blaming
tip.
You. We were blaming the... it was pilot error, as far as I'm
silly.
Concerned.
It wasn't silly.
Pilot error, Tommy.
Well, boys, let's go to Coffs Harbour. Maybe that's where we can sing Piano Man one day. And I reckon we'll go into race six, if that's right. Number five, Bonnie Cheval. As always, please gamble responsibly. Race six, number five.
Number five. You're a jet, Tommy. Thanks again.
Bonnie Cheval. I love you, boys.
Good on you. Tommy Wren, former Adelaide Cup winning jockey.